This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. The Russian military says it will respond to any U.S. missile strikes on Syria that would put the lives of Russian troops at risk. Chief of the Russian General Staff, Valery Gerasimov, said if Washington puts the lives of Russian service members in Syria in danger, Russian armed forces will retaliate. Gerasimov said Russia will target missiles and launchers involved in such an attack. The top general said after a false flag chemical attack against civilians in Syria, the U.S. tried to accuse Damascus of using chemical weapons. General Gerasimov said the discovery of a lab in the village of Avtris in eastern Ghouta proved that U.S.-backed militants were behind the chemical attack. Joining us live now from Norway is John Stepling, who is an author and commentator. John, what do you make of this warning by Russia? Quite a direct one, isn't it?
Well, sure, it is. But understand that this follows extraordinarily aggressive and bellicose statements from Theresa May in London and from various people in the Trump administration and from the Pentagon in Washington. The pro-war rhetoric coming out of the United States is just shocking. I mean, I'm a bit of a loss for words, actually. I can't remember hearing this kind of warmongering rhetoric from U.S. major, you know, national level U.S. politicians probably ever. So Russia's probably feeling slightly on edge and wants to make clear certain things. The statement in and of itself is not all that significant. The U.S. still controls like a third of Syria. They continue to talk about creating a kind of buffer state in eastern Syria, potentially run by the Kurds, although I think that's a non-starter. And Russia looms as the major threat against U.S. global hegemony, and certainly regional dominance in the Middle East. And with the exception of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Jordan, and the UAE, which are all aligned with the United States, the entire rest of the Muslim world feels aligned with Russia and to a lesser degree even China and with Iran, because they are the counter force to U.S. and NATO aggression and this attempt for dominance. The United States is, you know, flailing around globally. I mean, they've not succeeded in any of this. So, they have broken promise after promise. They've moved troops close to the Russian border. They've surrounded China with naval and military bases. So this is, you know, this Russia makes a statement that is clear and somewhat restrained, really, given the context, and it becomes a huge news item. If you really go back and listen to what Theresa May said yesterday or the day before, it's just pure fantasy, and she's accusing Russia of assassinations and all sorts of misdeeds for which there is no evidence. So, this is a moderate statement by Russia, and it's very clear that, you know, they want to set certain limits for what's going to be tolerated right now, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, the U.S., as I say, is in Syria. They haven't abandoned the idea of removing Assad. They haven't abandoned the idea of long-range goal to orchestrate a coup of some sort in Iran. I mean, they still entertain these things as possible. I don't think they are, and most of the world thinks they're delusional, you know, perhaps psychopaths, but they believe it, and it's a dangerous situation.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave there at that, John, but of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.